Page 11. The judgment of the great whore that sits upon the people of many waters is part of the Lord's day. The war in heaven against the great red dragon takes place in the Lord's day. And be sure to know that these things that are exposed and conquered in the day of the Lord take place within the heavens and earth of each member of the body of Christ, as it also does in the body of Christ collectively. Surely it will be manifested in the world at the appointed time, but not before it takes place within our own selves. Many people throughout the world are futilely waiting for a misrepresented day of the Lord that has nothing to do that is close to the one in which John saw, where kingdoms fell in utter destruction. There are times and seasons for all things, but surely, as it was with John nearly 2,000 years ago, don't you think we can be in spirit and have the day of the Lord to become a reality at this present time? Have we not already been in His shining presence, His day, and have not kingdoms fallen within us to never rise again? Yes, indeed. This has taken place. We have been there, and we will hopefully be remaining in that day of the sun, sun, but not merely remaining in a natural state of being, but in a place of supreme command with the full authority of our Lord. Matthew recorded what Jesus spoke concerning one of his days that came to pass in A.D. 70. This was in reference to the destruction of Jerusalem and the temple, saying, "Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other." That's in Matthew 24, verses 29 through 31. Please notice that immediately after the destruction of Jerusalem, the sun was darkened and the moon did not give her light, and the stars fell from heaven. Can you imagine this happening? Sounds like a scene from a science fiction movie. However, if this actually took place, where are the records of the sun growing dim, the moon failing to shine, and the stars falling from their celestial home and crashing into the earth? There are none. There is not a shred of evidence to substantiate such a scenario. For that matter, if the stars had fallen, not meteorites, but stars, there would have been no one around to record the events, nor would there be anyone today to read anything at all. For even one star falling to the earth would destroy it instantly, leaving nothing but minuscule shards strewn throughout the universe. Such natural events never happened, but they certainly did in the world of types, shadows, and allegories that were fulfilled according to what these symbols pointed, namely the kingdom of the Jews after God's judgment came upon it, which is now history. That's the story in a small nutshell.